Hi, docs. Welcome to the EntreMD podcast, where it's all about helping amazing physicians just like you embrace entrepreneurship so you can have the freedom to live life and practice medicine on your terms. I'm your host, Dr. Una. Well, hello, friend. Welcome back to another episode of the EntreMD podcast. As always, super pumped to be in your ears. And today we're going to be talking about something I love to talk about, which is kind of the journey to $1 million. I think because, you know, people kind of feel like there are very few people who can get there. And granted, there are, but I'm a physician, you're a physician. And the truth of the matter is we do things that very few people do. So, you know, why stop with that, right? And so I want to talk about the number one focus on your way to your first million, okay? Now, the thing about this aspect of the journey is it's very confusing because a lot of people, you know, you start a business and maybe you were nervous before you started it. You're Googling, how do I start an LLC and all of those things. And you didn't have that identity as an entrepreneur. So you struggled to sell, you struggled to market, you struggled to find your voice, you struggled to find what your core message is. And you finally got it dialed in, right? And so you got to that place, you crossed your first 100,000, you crossed, you know, your $250,000 mark. And it kind of felt like, okay, I'm in this good place. And, you know, it's just going to be up and up from then. But the thing that happens when you get that revenue confidence is, you know, now you're selling, now your panel is full, or now your coaching practice is full, or now, you know, whatever your business is, for your products, they're just flying off the shelves. And then you come to this place that's almost like when you started, where it's complete chaos, right? The systems you have in place start falling apart. You start feeling burned out. You start going from, my goodness, I left my job to create life on my terms and it was working and now it's not. Now I'm working weekends. I'm working nights. I'm constantly putting out fires. And you're like, wait a minute. So the revenue is good. You can come out on social media and say, this is what's happening. But behind the scenes, it's like a mess. And you're like, what is this? This is when people start going like, I want to quit on my business. I just want to sell this and be done with it. And I just want to go work for somebody and forget about this, right? But what actually happens is you've come to this phase where it's almost like the structure you had then was for that level of business. It's not going to take you any further. Now you could go further, but it's really going to hurt, right? Because you're kind of like wearing your shoe on the wrong foot, or you're wearing a wrong size shoe. And so nothing is bad. Nothing has necessarily gone wrong, but you've come to this place where it's now time to retool yourself again. It's time to reinvent yourself again. It's time to change the way you do things. And the area of focus where I find it's a big struggle, but it's something that you have to conquer on your way to a million, is the whole thing about team. Now, in the beginning, you're the solopreneur, you're putting in the sweat equity, you know how to do the things, nobody can do it like you and all of that. So you're getting results, you know, by your effort. And on your way to a million, definitely after that million, you have to make the transition from this person who gets results to this person who gets results through people. Right? Through people, which is very different. So if you weren't into delegating, you weren't into leading, all of that, like these are now skills that are required. If you're going to continue to love your quality of life, love your life as an entrepreneur, continue to grow, continue to scale, then it's a shift. It's a shift from, you know, getting results by doing things to getting results by doing things through people, right? And for me, delegation was not something that came to me naturally at all. In fact, I felt like I was the only one who could do things the way I did it. And one day I had this rude awakening because I was in my private practice and, you know, I'd have all these patients who are like, I only want to see Dr. Una, Dr. Una, she's special, she's that, she's that. And, you know, when I was thinking, that day dawned on me, I was like, you know what? The problem here is not so much that I'm who I am, is that I just haven't reproduced myself in other people. Because I'm like, what makes people say that? What makes them say, I want to see Dr. Una? I started thinking about it. What is that? And that's a great exercise for you. Like, why do people like you? And I realized certain things. Like one, it doesn't matter what kind of day I'm having. I walk in with the biggest smile. I almost sing my good morning, right? Like that kind of enthusiasm. And I would always compliment the parent, always. I like your hair. That color looks good on you. And not making stuff up, like I'll look for something to compliment them on, right? So that's almost like, I don't know, for some people, maybe that's the highlight of their day, right? And I pay attention to what they're saying. I never spent forever in a room or anything like that, but I've set a system in my office where I can get a lot of the information up front so I can really focus, zone in on why they're actually there, pay attention to that, solve that problem, and things like that. And then on the way out, I mean, I had mom guilt like a disease, right? And so I would always leave saying, hey, mom, especially if it was a checkup where like, okay, so, you know, Johnny shouldn't be sleeping, you know, this way. He should be sleeping this long. He shouldn't be on his tablet for that long, where we talk about those kind of things. I'm like, listen, it is my job to edit what you're doing because you're doing a great job and I want you to be able to do it even better. So do not be confused about the things that we brought up here. That does not mean you're a bad mom. That does not mean you're not doing a good job. I'm just here to support you, to help you do it better. So let me just let you know, you are doing a fabulous job. Your kid is lucky to have you. And so when I think about them, like truthfully, I can teach somebody to do everything I just talked about and it could be great too. And I'm not saying they're not great, but people will have that same feel, right? And so we're not as special. We're special as humans, but what we do as entrepreneurs is teachable, okay? So it's how do I get results through other people? Not just by me doing things, but now me doing it through other people. And this brings up a number of things. So one of the things that we have to become really good at is hiring. Hiring, and not just hiring like, oh, I don't know if we'll ever find any good people. There are always good people. It is us playing offense and saying, this is the kind of person I need, and I'm going to go find the person, right? So hiring, finding, and there's so many things with that because, again, I have made all these mistakes, and I have coached hundreds of doctors, so I see it all the time. When it comes to hiring, have you even defined what you want? If I told you right now to write a job description for the ideal candidate, I guarantee you 95% of people won't be able to write it. So what we do is we just Google something and then just copy and paste and edit a little bit. But that's not what you really want. Like, what do you really want? What kind of person are you really looking for? When you see that person, how will you know, right? So clarifying what exactly it is you want and understanding that finding a team members is the same as finding clients in the other phase, like when you're trying to get to your first 100,000. And so what that means is with the first 100,000, you're asking, you're marketing, you're doing all of those things. As a person who wants to build a team-led company, that's what you're going to do as well. You're going to tell people you're hiring. You're going to tell people to tell people you're hiring. If somebody would send out 30 DMs to say, hey, I have this workshop coming up, you're sending 30 DMs to say, hey, I'm looking for a pediatrician, or I'm looking for a new head coach, or I'm looking for a bookkeeper. Like, you're doing the same process, right? You're asking until you find what exactly you want. So you have the job description for the ideal candidate. You're asking, you're putting it out there, you're marketing your business. Like, hey, we're looking for this position. You're doing the interviews like you mean it, not intuitive interviews. You know, intuitive interviews, like you walk in, your strategy is, oh yeah, I really like him or I really like her. Why? I don't know. It's a sense I have. No, I mean, like, and I'm not saying don't have this sense. Of course, we need that sense, but you need the sense and the framework. And so, for instance, for us, we would do at least 3 interviews with at least 3 different people, right? Because it's hard for everybody to miss out on something that is a big red flag, right? And you know, what kind of questions you ask, what do you do with the references? Like all of those things, right? How do you recognize somebody who's acting? Like, you know, because good interviewers interview well. But what if you meet a great person who doesn't quote unquote interview well? How do you know how to recognize them? And so these are all the things that we need to learn. We need to become good at hiring. The same way earlier on, you became good at selling, good at marketing, good at raising your prices. All you need to become good at hiring. Okay, hiring 18 players. The same way you were scared of raising your prices, now there's a fear of, can I afford to pay this person? Right? Like, so you're going to overcome that where you're comfortable knowing that me paying this person, this is an investment that will take my company to the next level. So that's hiring. We kind of need to figure that piece out. It's something that needs to be figured out on the way to a million. The second thing that needs to be figured out as far as the team thing goes is the training. And because people are like, where do we find these people? You can't find them. You can find great people and then you can make them the 18 player for your company, right? There's nowhere where there's somebody who's perfect for your company where it's a plug and play. It doesn't work that way. And so part of the reason why, you know, we hire people and it doesn't work out is we didn't onboard them properly. We didn't train them properly. And so they're not functioning. And we're wondering, why can't they read my mind and just do what I want them to do? They cannot. So what is your training process? How do you download your company into them? How do you download the values? Granted, they'll come with them, right? How do you download what it is that you do, right? How do they know when they do a good job? Have you specified, like, this is what you doing a good job looks like, right? Are you doing that? Are you having meetings with them? Are you coaching them? Are you seeing where they're having challenges? Like, these are the things that need to happen. And you may be listening to this and you go like, man, I don't have time for that. It shouldn't take all that. Let me just tell you, it does. The same way we are in resistance, we get into resistance with selling and marketing. You know, when we're under 100,000, under 250,000 in revenue, that's the way we have this resistance of having to train people. It's like, I don't have the time for that. It's just easier to do it myself. But the truth is, it's not, because you can't do it yourself forever. Right? You need to be able to train other people to do it. So are you onboarding them? Are you training them? Now, this will require you. It will require you grow as a leader, right? Because you're an entrepreneur, solopreneur here. Now you're an entrepreneur and a leader. Are you going to lead the people? Are you going to lead your team to the victory, right? Are you going to do that? Or are you just going to complain that they're no good, right? And so that's something that you want to embrace. This is what makes that woman like yucky, like, I have to hire people. I have to lead people. You know, people come with people things. Okay. But it requires you grow as a leader. So it requires growth. The third thing is now with the team, right? Because the focus is a team. So we've talked about hiring, we talked about training, and now about the structure, right? The structure that will help them thrive, the processes that would help them thrive. You know, like, so when you think about, you know, let's say you own a coaching thing. So what is the framework? What are all the SOPs that you have? How are meetings run? How are people taken from one milestone to the next milestone? And the training system falls into the structure in a way, right? What do you do for onboarding them? And what are all the processes you use to do everything you do in your company? Because the thing is this, sometimes we think we don't have processes, but we do. It's just that it's like scrambled spaghetti, you know, in our brains. And we have to actually unscramble it so we can work through, this is the way we do this. This is the way we do that as a company. This is how, like all of that, which when you think about it, most people are like, I don't want to have to do that. I can just do it. I don't know how I do what I do. Of course, you know how you do what you do. It's just scrambled. You have to unscramble it. But if you don't have the structure, you don't have the processes, you don't have the things for them to follow, you have not created an enabling environment for them to thrive. You just haven't created it. And chances are that you can bring an A player in there, and because they don't have the right structure, then they can't thrive, right? And they will leave and go somewhere else and be an A player there. And so do you have documented processes, which you can wing and get away with under 100,000, 250,000, but you start getting close to that 1 million, definitely after you cross the million, you're like, you need to have that in place. You need to put things in place so your people can thrive. Okay. So on your way to a million, you know, we come into this place that, again, is messy, is uncertain, and you could be in resistance. Like, it's annoying that you'll have to do that. But I'll tell you what my husband tells me. He says that greatness is limited by the amount of pain you're willing to endure. And so there are people who are physicians who want to be entrepreneurs, but they will not endure the pain of entrepreneurship, the pain of being uncertain, the pain of discomfort, right? Living outside the comfort zone, the pain of investing in yourself so you can learn a completely new skill set. They will not embrace that pain. And because of that, they don't become entrepreneurs. They're physicians, which is great, which is really great. But because of their own willingness to handle the pain, they don't embrace entrepreneurship. Now you embrace entrepreneurship, you cross that 100, cross that 200,000, and then there's another opportunity to embrace pain, right? It's the pain of hiring, the pain of training, coaching, teaching, the pain of building structures. Like I used to break out in hives when I would think about SOPs, standard operating procedures, because I'm like, I don't want to document all of that. Like you should know how to do that. Mm-mm, have to document it, right? And embracing the pain of doing that, embracing the pain of firing if you mishired or, you know, things happen. And so if you say, I am not going to take that pain, then what you're saying is I'm not going to build a seven-figure business, or I'm going to build it, but I'm going to build it in such a way that I'm going to burn out. My family's not going to see me. I'm not going to have time freedom, financial freedom, and I'm really building something that can collapse, right? Or you embrace the pain and learn the skills and do the skills and build a seven-figure business in such a way that you enjoy being an entrepreneur. You are creating time freedom. You're creating financial freedom. And you're doing it in such a way that you're building a company that's a well-oiled machine, that if you wanted to sell it, you could sell it. If you want, like whatever you wanted to do, you're building something sustainable, something you can scale, but it's tied to, will you take the pain? Is the same thing with med school. I mean, if we go all the way back, there are people like, forget that. I want to go to college for 4 years, have fun and leave. I'm not doing that medicine thing. And so it's all tied to pain. And so I want to encourage you to embrace the pain of this. It will not last forever. Once you learn the skills are yours to keep. And it becomes so much easier. You have such, your capacity really is much larger. And the opportunities that start presenting themselves at that level are mind-boggling. Okay. So really, your continual rising is just tied to you continually accepting the pain required for the next level. Okay. So I want you to start thinking team. I want you to start thinking delegation. I want you to start thinking hiring. I want you to think documenting my processes. I want you to start thinking training, coaching, putting up with people, enjoying it, mentoring people. It's amazing, okay? Building company culture, all of that. Taking responsibility, growing as a leader, right? It's pain, but it's beautiful. The version of you that emerges on the other side of it, you'll love her or him even more. Okay, so that's what I want you to do to embrace it. Now, in the EntreMD Business School, we recognize that when we solve problems, we create new problems, right? So if you build your business to 100,000, 250,000, you start creating new problems for yourself. When you hit to 1 million, you've really created new problems for yourself. So you just learn to problem solve at a higher level. And so after we had the EntreMD Business School for about 2 years, we had a number of people who had crossed the $1 million mark. And at that point, their problems were not so much revenue confidence, like, because now they're like, I know how to create revenue. I know how to, you know, I know how to build a team. But the biggest area of struggle we started seeing is people are struggling with team, whether that's hiring, building company culture, onboard, like all things team, how to manage a team. And they started having problems around building processes because the processes they had earlier just started, you know, kind of falling apart and things like that. So they had to change that. And then maximizing profits, right? Because there is the thing of creating revenue, but revenue is your top number. And there's the place of maximizing the profitability of my business, right? And so I interviewed a number of them, found out like it was the same problem. And so we created a tier of the EntreMD Business School called EBS Scale, so EntreMD Business School Scale. And those are the things we focus on. We focus on team, we focus on processes, we focus on maximizing profits. At the time of this recording, Scale has been on for 2 months, and it's been so crazy what has happened. You know, like the teams that are being built, the doctors growing in their level of leadership. We're even talking about people who've been looking for doctors for a long time. And within 2 months, you know, they've hired and people are getting ready to start. We work on maximizing profits, legally reducing tax liability, all things like that, that at that problem, that at that stage, that's the conversation that's being had. And so if you're like, yes, this is really an area of struggle for me, and I'm willing to embrace the pain required to cross into the next level, then I want you to come check us out. It is by application only. There are income requirements and all of that, but you can turn in an application. It's EntreMD.com/scale. So entremd.com/scale. And, you know, the team will go through all of that and we'll, you know, set up your call and all of that and see if we're a good fit and if you meet the requirements. Okay. So if you're willing to do that, you're willing to invest in yourself to do that, then EBS scale is there for you. Okay. All right. So regardless of whether you do scale or not, I think the first part is to get out of resistance, embrace the pain, and start doing this. And it'll make a huge difference. And whatever you do, don't believe the lie that you can't compete with the entrepreneurs out there in that space. Of course you can, if that's what you want to do, right? And when I say compete, I don't mean in competition. I mean, you can do things like that. Of course you can. We've been sold a lot of lies as doctors, and we just need to stop believing the lies because it's not true, okay? So for you, life could totally look like you did it, you accomplished it, you crossed the seven figures or multiple seven figures or into eight figures, whatever your desire is. And you did it in a way. You did it in a way where you didn't burn out. You created more time for yourself. You created more financial freedom for yourself. You're living life on a whole new plane. There's so many people doing that in some of the biggest rooms, having the kind of conversations that, wow, having access to opportunities that are mind-boggling and have such huge impacts because now you have the capacity to have a much bigger impact. And that could totally be you, totally be. So embrace this, apply for a scale if you're ready. And I cannot wait to celebrate all your successes because, you know, that's exactly where we're going. So thank you for listening, for watching if you're on YouTube. And don't forget to share this episode with the other doctors in your life, especially those who are already entrepreneurs. They will thank you forever. And I'll see you on the next episode of the EntreMD podcast. Hey, if you love listening to the EntreMD podcast, I want to invite you to join EntreMD On Demand. It is my signature subscription program that gives you access to a library of business courses designed to help you do one thing as a physician entrepreneur, and that is to thrive. Just head out to entremd.com/on-demand, and I'd love to have you join us. See you on the inside.